question for all of us to ask ourselves is, how can we influence our own happiness? How can we influence when we're happy? I ask myself, okay, well, first of all, I want to know what makes me unhappy. I go there first. What makes me unhappy? Because what I try to do when things make me unhappy, I literally will either avoid the thought or avoid the person. You have the right to be happy. You know, happiness is a choice, and it's your choice. It's not somebody else's. There's people that I would get around, and you know, growing up where I grew up in the, you know, some really bad parts of North Philadelphia, there's a lot of drugs around me growing up. And a lot of the people thought, you know, they'd say to me, oh, what do you think, you're goody-goody, you don't want to be around us? I'm like, I don't want to be around drug users. I have no desire to be around drugs. I mean, I'm going to go work out and lift weights. I'm not going to be around drug abusers. I have no desire for that stuff. And if you guys want to think about and talk about it, you've all seen the news on K&A, the cleanups and the encampments. That was my stomping ground. I was born and raised right there, K&A. And people go, oh, it used to be beautiful. When? Someone tell me when. I grew up there. I don't remember. but to that point, you know, I still live there. I grew up there. But I could choose to be around people that made me happy. So can you. I can choose to talk about things that make me happy. So can you. The reason why that's important is I believe that when we influence our happiness, it's through our focus. I got these things in my life I call holy habits. And when I wake up in the morning, the very first thing I do is I say, thank you for letting me wake up today, Lord. First thing I do, I wake up, I got another day. Any day above soil is a good day, right? And then I try to go through things and I try to think about things to be happy about. What do I have? I got two legs. I'm mobile. I can get up and walk around. I got a roof over my head. I just got out of a comfortable bed. My kids may or not be in the house, depending on if they're with me at the time. I got food in the fridge. I got a blanket. I'm warm. I'm not cold. I'm not wet. Or I'm cooled off, so I have air conditioning. Very basic crew things. I put on sneakers or shoes. I got clothes. I got running water. I go through all those things just to set my mindset, focus on the bare minimum, because we all got stuff to focus on, right? It's okay, focus on the positive. I want to define appreciation for you guys. It's a recognition and enjoyment of the good qualities of someone or something. Recognition and enjoyment of the good qualities of something or someone. Appreciation is one part of it. Appreciation's like, it's more of an internal thing. How about gratitude? Gratitude is the quality of being. It's being thankful. The readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. So it's actually like an act. So, you know, I made a phone call this morning to say thank you to somebody. They're like, great. And I go, oh, by the way, you gave my message. Thanks. Through the conversation me and this person had, it became obvious that I needed to talk about this today. So, you know, when I wake up in the morning, I'm going to change my holy habit where I think about what I'm appreciative of, what I'm thankful for. But then I'm going to talk about gratitude. Like, I'm like, okay, now I got to go out there and act on it. Like, do it. Because if you do something, it can change your mindset. So, for example, if you're in your house and you're tired, your mind says you're tired, you get up and start doing jumping jacks. Your mind will follow your body and not be tired. You'll get all the blood flowing. Things will be moving around in your body, the blood will be pumping, and all of a sudden you're not tired. So whenever you're tired, that's what you should do. Act on the gratitude. If you feel the appreciation, tell somebody you appreciate them. When I'm at church every Sunday, after the opening prayer happens, I generally go around to 2 to 3 people and just thank them for being there. The closest people I can to me. Hey, thanks for being here today. Thanks for being here today. Because I want good energy near me. So maybe if I say thank you for being here, they might smile and they got good energy kicking back at me. And I like that. I need that type of stuff. I crave it. So here's the cool part. Here's the cool part. It happens a lot. So we can't be responsible for anyone's happiness except for our own. However, we can influence other people's happiness by being happy. Sometimes when people aren't happy, the first thing we want to do is avoid being around them, right? You say, oh, they're too negative. I won't be around them. And I'm not saying that's not a choice for you to make. You can make that choice if you want. But I know there's days I've had really bad days, and there's people that have been around me and they stayed around me and eventually got me out of my hole. I guess it all depends on what level of relationship you have with the person you're with, what you want to work through, how far you want to go. But in that spirit, for me, I like lifting people up. It feels good. I always told you the most selfish thing you could do is make somebody else happy or help somebody else be better, because nothing feels so good when you see somebody else succeed based on the effort that you helped with them. It's a really good feeling. If you've never felt it, try it. You'll be shocked by how awesome it is. But I'll tell you this much. I always say that, not always too strong a word, I often say other people's choices are not our burden. So if someone else makes a choice, it's not your burden. but it does create a circumstance where you have to make a choice yourself. So if somebody wants to be negative or unhappy or miserable, it's not your burden to make them happy. But now you're in that circumstance where, okay, you're in a circumstance where you're around a person that's unhappy or miserable. You have to make a choice. Do I want to be around them or not? That is your circumstance. That's not your burden. A lot of times, we all let everyone else around us impact our emotion. Now, when you have kids or spouse or a roommate, it's easier said than done because you're around those people a lot. And if they're unhappy, you by nature will be unhappy as well, unless you're stronger than them. So, you know, I say that you can't fight darkness with darkness. You got to fight it with light. You can't fight hate with hate. You got to fight it with love. And I had this new thing that happened to me the other day. Someone said I was playing pickleball and I was losing pretty bad to a really good player. And I was being really nice. And I said, oh, Ted, what are you trying to kill me with kindness? I go, no, I'm going to love you with kindness. I've never said that way before, but honestly, the dude stopped hitting the ball so hard at me. It was bizarre. He just stopped crushing the ball. He's a really good player. He just stopped crushing the ball. And I didn't want him to take it easy on me, but it did feel better because it was getting embarrassing. After I didn't score yet. It was embarrassing. It was like 9-0. He was killing me. It was 2-on-2, but he was killing us. And so we scored a couple points. We still lost 11-3, but at least we didn't get pickled. It was a lot of fun. And I saw his attitude change. And I said, no, I'm going to love you with kindness. And his attitude just changed. I watched it. Me and the guy I was playing with, we both laughed about it afterwards. You can love somebody into happiness. It's doable. So I would ask all of you to make happiness your choice for you. Don't let everyone else's burdens become yours. And try to influence them. Instead of them giving you their burden, try to influence their happiness and make them have a better life. It'll feel really, really good.